You're listening to Comedy Central.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
November 15, 2018. From Comedy Central's World News headquarters in New York, this is The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition.
And thank you for coming out in the snow. I appreciate you guys, every single one of you. And thank you for tuning in. We have two amazing guests tonight. New York senator and now author Kirsten Gillibrand is gonna be here. And later in the show from the new movie Creed 2, Tessa Thompson is joining us, everybody. So that's gonna be a lot of fun. But first, there's a ton of news, so let's catch up on today's headlines. Let's start with President Trump. And before you boo, he's doing something you might actually like.
President Trump threw his support behind a deal to implement the biggest criminal justice reform this nation has seen in a generation.
Showcasing what would be the most sweeping prison reform agreement in decades, and if it passes, one of the biggest bipartisan laws of his administration.
Americans from across the political spectrum can unite around prison reform legislation that will reduce crime while giving our fellow citizens a chance at redemption.
You see? That's good news. President Trump is supporting bipartisan criminal justice reform just in time for his entire administration to be indicted by Robert Mueller. Just in time. He's up there like, these criminals deserve a second chance. I wonder if when Melania heard about the reduced sentences, she was like, does mean I get out of marriage early now? Sorry, baby, you're in for life. Speaking of getting out, it's been 2 years since the UK voted in favor of Brexit, which of course is a cross between brunch and exit. And the Prime Minister has just unveiled her plan on how to do it. And let's just say it has turned into a bit of a clusterfuckzit.
Breaking news right now from London. 5 members of Prime Minister Theresa May's government have resigned, saying they cannot support the 500-page draft for Brexit that was officially submitted to the European Council today.
Theresa May is right now trying to explain to both sides of the Houses of Parliament, and frankly, she's been laughed out of the room.
This morning I had meetings with ministerial colleagues and others. It is a draft treaty that means that we will leave the EU in a smooth and orderly way on the 29th of March, 2019.
Now, as usual with British comedy, you may not understand what's so funny. Basically, those lawmakers are laughing at Theresa May because they know that her smooth Brexit plan is ridiculous. And of course, it's ridiculous. No breakup is ever smooth, okay? You're gonna Brexit, it's not gonna be smooth. Like, every breakup is like that. You think it's going well, but before you know it, she's with someone new, and then she changes the Netflix password, and then you being arrested because you broke in to see how House of Cards ended. But I just wanted to see how it feels to have a female president. That's the only reason I was there. Moving on. If you're a man who's been getting some extra looks out on the street, it's probably because your fly is down, or maybe you just forgot to shave.
There's a new study out that says when it comes to facial hair, women prefer a little stubble. The Journal of Evolutionary Biology surveyed 8,500 women, and they rated men at different stages. So heavy stubble, or guys that had gone 10 days without shaving, that was found to be the most attractive feature. In second came full beards, and third, light stubble, and dead last was clean shaven.
Wow, that's crazy. I never even thought about that. That is... Wow. Things I don't even think about. But yeah, apparently women find men more attractive when they have a beard. Although, I don't know if that applies to Idris Elba, because even without a beard, look at him, he's still Idris Elba. Yeah. Forget growing a beard. If you really want women, you should just try growing Idris Elba on your face. That's what it should be. Now, the transition period is a little bit rough, but if you stick with it, it's worth it. It's worth it. All right, on that delightful note, let's move on to our main story. Ugh, I got tape all over my face now. Ugh, freshly shaved. Amazon. It's the trillion-dollar company that has everything, from a progressive show about transgender family to an overnight shipping of an inflatable dildo chair, which at $49.99 is an absolute steal, people. You can't put a price on pleasure. Anyway, as you know by now, is something still on my face? You guys weren't even gonna tell me. You guys weren't even gonna tell me. You're just gonna let me do the show with the stuff on my face. Anyway, as you know by now, this week Amazon announced that they're gonna be opening two new headquarters, which sort of defeats the purpose of headquarters, but whatever. And although politicians in New York are taking a victory lap at getting Amazon to move into their state, some people are giving the move one star.
Amazon's decision to put part of its new headquarters in Queens brought a bit of a backlash.
In Long Island City, some people are voicing concerns about their new neighbors.
This is one of the big concerns, the subway system. And commuters saying that they're worried about the influx of commuters.
There's going to be housing issues, there's going to be transportation issues, there's going to be traffic issues, pollution issues.
Just this morning, I took out my phone, I deleted the Amazon app off my phone.
Yeah! Deleted the app! I like how people make it seem like deleting an app is permanent. It's gone! Goodbye, Amazon! Oh, wait, wait, I need more toilet paper. Hold on, hold on. Okay, now goodbye. People do that all the time. You know how many people delete Tinder on Sunday morning, and then by Sunday night, they're swiping again? I'm done with Tinder, it's trash! Doop, 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 now I'm horny. Hold on, hold on, let me see. But still, people are really upset that this internet giant is coming to New York. So, for more on the Amazon move, we turn to our correspondent with the most browser tabs open, Jabuki Young White, everybody! Do you think that this is a good or a bad move by Amazon?
Oh, it's worse than bad, Trevor. It's cliche. Amazon's been around for 24 years, and now they're doing what any, like, 24-year-old does. What? Move to New York and gentrify a neighborhood. You know, they could have at least spent a year teaching English in Bangladesh.
I mean, Amazon's not trying to be original. They're trying to bring jobs to New York.
Oh, yeah, that's just what New York needs. Another 25,000 tech bros sucking down green juice on the 7 train. I mean, do you have any idea how crowded the subway is gonna get? It's already a non-consensual clothes-on orgy. I literally don't know where my backpack starts and that dude's butt begins.
Yes, but what about the fact that Amazon is promising to invest $2.5 billion into New York?
Okay, yeah, but New York is giving Amazon $3 billion. Who wouldn't take that deal? You don't even need Amazon. You don't need it. I could give you 2.5 if you promise me $3 billion. You want jobs? Count my money, bitch.
Okay, I get it, and you joke, but they are still bringing 25,000 jobs.
Well, yeah, but those jobs aren't going to locals. They're bringing people in. And don't think that it won't affect you, Trevor. Just wait until the mayor tells you that The Daily Show has to be hosted by the marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
I actually like Mrs. Maisel.
Oh, yeah, me too. I haven't seen it, but, like, I love that it exists. Yeah. But you know what the worst part of this whole thing is? I just moved to Queens. That place used to have street cred, you know, Nicki Minaj, Nas, 50 Cent. But now when I tell people I live in Queens, they're gonna be like, oh, okay, cool, could you return this package for me?
Well, look, I'm sorry, but it doesn't seem like there's anything you can do about it now, so there's no point in complaining.
Not true, Trevor. We can get out in the streets and stop Amazon before it's too late.
Package for Jabuki.
Oh, Ronnie Chang, everybody. Hey. It's Ronnie Chang. Oh,
thanks. Yo, thank you.
Ronnie, what are you doing?
Side hustle. Don't ask.
I'm ready. My package came. I'm ready to get out and protest.
Wait. Did you just order your boycott Amazon sign from Amazon?
Yeah. What am I gonna do? Go to CVS? That place is nasty.
Jabuki Young White, everybody. We'll be right back.
It took 11 years to get to the sale. The Knicks anniversary sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knicks' biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knix leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knix wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knix favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knix.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knix anniversary sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knix.com. That's KNIX.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Welcome back. My first guest is a Democratic senator for New York and author of the new children's book, Bold and Brave, 10 Heroes Who Won Women the Right to Vote. Please welcome Senator Kirsten Gillibrand. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for coming back. And we'll get into the book in a moment. We were just talking about Amazon. It feels like that's what's on everybody's lips in New York. You recently commented on the whole Amazon deal. Where do you stand on it?
Well, I have some concerns. I mean, I'm glad they recognize that New York is the greatest city in the world, and we have some of the greatest workforce you could possibly ever want. But I'm concerned there wasn't a lot of community input.
Right.
And we paid a great deal of money, which, unfortunately, we still have families all across Queens, all across New York, who are struggling to make ends meet. So I have some concerns.
It's an interesting dilemma for politicians to be in, where you're always trying to balance the game of pleasing corporations and then also pleasing people on the ground. When you look at a situation like this with Amazon, with what's happening with Mayor de Blasio and Cuomo, people are saying you didn't listen to us. Mm-hmm. And they're saying, no, but we did this for the people.
Right. But the problem is they gave so many financial incentives
right.
to the wealthiest, one of the wealthiest companies in the world, and built a helipad for the wealthiest man in the country.
Right.
I mean, it's absurd that taxpayer dollars went for that kind of investment when we as New Yorkers know how much investment we need in our infrastructure. We need better subways. We need to be able to get work on time. So it's just a comparison of how much was offered and the fact that we have so many other urgent needs right now.
That's an interesting conversation that I think Democrats are going to be having going forward now. Yeah. The conversation of money versus politics. Yeah. The Democrats have won the House. The Democrats are picking up more and more seats every single day. It seems like there was, in fact, a blue wave. Going forward, there has been talk of a few ideas the Democrats are pushing forward, and one of those key ones has been getting money out of politics. Is that a realistic idea?
I think it's the most important thing we could try to do, because everything that you want to accomplish, no matter what it is, the reason why it's so hard is because how much money the special interests, the wealthiest corporations, spend on politics, and it distorts outcomes.
Right.
It's really not only soft corruption, but sometimes hard corruption. And so if we want to guarantee health care as a right and not a privilege, well, then you have to take on the drug companies and you have to take on the insurance companies. If you want to end gun violence in this country, you've got to take on the NRA and the gun manufacturers that fund it.
Right.
So it's important. I think for all of us to understand that connection between money and politics, and we have to restore our democracy to the people. You have to really break up the current system and say we need publicly funded elections. We need greater transparency and accountability because you have to get this overwhelmingly powerful influence mm-hmm. that the most powerful moneyed interests have in outcomes. You know, this last tax bill, there's no better example, written in the dead of night by the special interests, even Republican members saying, oh, we have to get this bill passed because our donors will be furious if we don't.
Right.
So the truth is, you really got to get money out of politics. So I'm glad that it's something that we're going to start talking about, passing reforms, and continue the conversation with the American people.
Do you feel like laws will be passed? Do you feel like the Democratic House will be able to work with a Republican Senate and with the Republican president?
I think it's possible, and you have to try. You just have to keep putting those ideas out there. And if you bring it to the people, they know that our democracy is broken, and they know that the system's rigged, and that the most powerful have such an outsized influence.
Right.
So they're going to be behind it, and they'll be behind it no matter where you live, whether it's a red state or a blue state or a purple state. People want to have their voices restored. And that's really what this book is about. It's what the last election was about, that our right to vote, our voting rights, our ability to be heard, our democracy only works when regular people stand up and demand it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one of the reasons why I wrote this book, because it tells the story about how women actually earned the right to vote and what they had to do to get there. And so we cannot lose sight of how important that right is. And so not only money out of politics, but also voting rights.
It is a powerful book that's mm-hmm. come out at a very timely moment. You have more women going into Congress than ever before. Predominantly on the Democratic side. And this book, Bold and Brave, 10 Heroes Who Won Women the Right to Vote. It's a beautiful book, and it seems like it's for children, but I was reading it and I was learning things.
And you would. So the
you genuinely do, though.
Yes. So you wouldn't know, I mean, Susan B. Anthony and Elizabeth
right.
Cady Stanton, we've heard of those suffragists. But do we know what important roles Sojourner Truth played in actually getting the right to vote? Because she was one of the first to talk about the intersectionality between black women who had to not only abolish slavery first, but then also needed to get the right to vote, to be
right,
heard,
right,
to have
right.
control over their lives. And so Sojourner was so amazing because she put that issue squarely in the movement in one of the first women's rights conventions in Akron, Ohio. So she was a forerunner to other suffragists who came later who carried that banner, Ida B. Wells and Mary Church Terrell. Same with Harriet Tubman. I mean, she escaped slavery and then went back to get other slaves free. And she never gave up. And what made her journey so powerful to me is just the pure empathy she had for the people that she was fighting for.
Right.
She said, I've heard their cries, I've heard their screams, I've felt their pain, and I would give every drop of my blood to free them. I mean, that was the unbelievable strength and courage to put herself in danger every day. And then after all that, she went on and did speeches around the country for suffrage.
Do you think it's ever a bit of a paradox, or do you find it perplexing that many women who vote today, specifically, let's say, for the Republican Party, vote in a way that many would consider against their best interests? So, for instance, you look at Brian Kemp in Georgia. Mm-hmm. You look at how many white women voted for him. Mm-hmm. You look at the Republican Party itself. You look at all of the votes that we saw in the midterms, and it looks like many white women are saying, yes, we're with you as women, but that doesn't mean that our vote has to go that way. Why do you think there's such a disconnect between how the Democratic Party connects with many women of color and how many white women in America go, no, this is not the party for us?
Well, I think it's a really difficult question, to be honest, because they really are voting against their interest. But what's changing that is the women who are running who are so inspiring that they are still winning. Like the fact that you have Stacey Abrams running in Georgia, if she could win this election, she was the first black woman governor ever in our country's history. And now she's demanding that every vote be counted. Transformational women like Kyrsten Sinema winning in a red state of Arizona. First bisexual woman to be elected to the U.S. Senate, who grew up in poverty, who actually knew what it was like to be homeless. Part of her life, she lived in an abandoned gas station. Mm-hmm. So when she comes to the U.S. Senate, she's going to shake things up. So I do think things are changing, and it's changing because of the number of women who turned out to vote. It's also the number of women who decided to run and the number of women of color who are running. It's exponentially different than in the past.
Before I let you go, one of the most important questions everyone wants to ask you is whether or not you're running in 2020. Now, that's a question I've heard you answer over and over again. What interests me more is what you think the plan will be when the Democrats have 100 people running for 2020. At what point do you think, as a person, you know that you should or should no longer be in a race? I know that's a tough question to ask because you haven't even said you're running yet, but is there a plan in place so that there isn't like a shit show where there's just 100 people on stage all fighting for scraps?
No.
There is no plan?
No.
Huh. Okay.
Not at all. But I think, you know, for each person who will consider it, I think you just have to, you know, for me, it's very much a moral question about whether you need to use your time and talents to serve the country in that way. Of course, I will fight for New Yorkers and serve New York. But I have to ask my own self, do I need to do this thing? Because this is a moment where people have to fight back with everything they have. And what President Trump has put out into the world is a lot of hate, a lot of division, a lot of anxiety. And all of us, you, me, everyone here, is called to do something in this moment. And we just have to decide what our something is.
Thank you so much for being on the show. Bold and Brave is available now. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, everybody. We'll be right back.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The Knicks anniversary sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knicks' biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knicks leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knicks wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knicks favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knicks.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knicks anniversary sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knicks.com. That's KNIX.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Welcome back. My next guest is an actor who stars in the new movie, Creed 2. Please welcome Tessa Thompson. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
What a bumper year you have had. Westworld, Creed 2, New Men in Black, Annihilation, Sorry to Bother You. You're one of the few people who can binge-watch themselves.
No.
Do you ever stop and take stock and just go like, you are having an amazing time right now. Congratulations.
Thanks so much. Yeah, all the time. All the time. I feel incredibly lucky. And
right.
Just hearing you list the things, I'm so excited in a time. I mean, I'm so bored of the word diversity.
Mm-hmm.
To me, what's exciting is to have diverse ideas.
Right.
And I feel so lucky that I get to make work that's so different and feel like I'm not being boxed into a space, because I don't think that's been the case for so long for someone that looks like me. So I'm so grateful.
I think that's something that's been really apparent with a lot of your characters. I find that your characters are never one-dimensional. You are playing people who are complex in spaces that you wouldn't normally see them. I mean, for instance, in Thor Ragnarok, you were playing what many people would have considered was supposed to be a blonde, blue-eyed, you know, Asgardian. And here you are kicking ass, playing a character who is bisexual and she's biracial in a world that you wouldn't expect it. When you're choosing the roles, do you bring that with you, or is it something that you look for when you're deciding on who you want to play?
Yeah, I think selfishly I'm looking for it because I want to do things that interest me, that scare me, because that's exciting. Sort of in a macro way, I want to see women, particularly a black woman, women of color in those spaces. So selfishly, I'm also just like, where don't we exist?
Right.
Let's get us there. Like, I remember having conversations with Justin Simeon, who I made a film called Dear White People with, and he's like, there's just not enough black people in the future. I'm like, yeah, let's get in the future, you know? And making a film like Dear White People was there's not enough black people that get to talk about race, but with satire.
Right.
You know, we get to talk about it in a space with a lot of misery and pain, which is real, but can we also talk about it in a different way? Or getting to do Sorry to Bother You, I'm just like, I love films that hang out in the space of magical realism. Like, I remember seeing films like Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind and being like, goodness, but there are just never black and brown people in those spaces. So I'm just always like, you know, where can we be that
right.
We haven't been?
You've taken it to another level, and you are in some amazing blockbusters. I know Men in Black is coming out, but Creed 2 is out right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, when Creed came out, it was a film that, excuse the pun, knocked everybody out because it came out of nowhere.
That pun is inexcusable.
It's you have to excuse it because, no, but it did. It came out of nowhere. Like, Michael B. Jordan yourself, it was a love story on screen. You play a really interesting character. She's a singer who has hearing impediments, but she uses it's like part of who she is as a person. And in this film, I don't want to give too much away, but it really feels like she is now the hero to Michael Jordan's story, where Michael B. Jordan's struggling as a character, and she has to be that rock. Did you find that change when you were playing her?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, we wanted to create a character, Ryan Coogler and I, the first time around, that sort of bucked convention. And I think so often you see in these sports movies that the wife or the girlfriend is sort of this dutiful, just like stand by her man. She's either fretting over him or scolding him
right.
for his trespasses. And I do a fair amount of that in these movies too, just because you have to, it's sort of requisite. But we also wanted her to just have her own agency and have something that she was after. So she's a singer, she's self-produced, she does have progressive hearing loss, but it's something that she doesn't feel, it's not something that she's gonna hang her hat on or something that she's gonna let keep her from pursuing her dreams with vigor. And I think that's the case for so many people, that people that are disabled or with disabilities, they live really full, fantastic lives.
Right.
And so I think that that's something that's, you know, really nuanced about her and unlike a lot of female characters in those spaces that I've seen.
Yeah, what I found amazing in the story was it felt like your character was helping Michael with something that he was struggling with, as opposed to the other way around. You would think on paper he would be helping her, but it felt like she was the crutch. When you look at having that agency in real life, Tessa Thompson is not just somebody who's in front of the camera. You're now producing your own content. You're now looking at creating your own stories. you have a project that you're really excited about. What is that going to be?
It's a project that I'm producing about this woman named Doris Payne, who is an 86-year-old diamond thief, and she's done it for decades.
Currently a diamond thief?
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, in court, she listed as her occupation diamond thief. Because she's a baller. she's just this incredible woman that I heard about. There's a documentary about her that I watched that is fantastic. Have you seen it? Yes, you better see that doc. And she's just so riveting, just as a character. And so I chased her down for 2 years. I sent her letters. I could never get to her. And then she got arrested.
She's a diamond thief.
Yeah.
Well, how are you trying to catch a diamond thief? I don't understand this.
Listen, ambition. So I was trying to find her, and I couldn't get to her. She had also promised her rights, of course, because she's a con woman, to multiple people. So there was like a period where we couldn't mess with it. Otherwise, it could have gotten litigious. So I was
right.
Like, okay, let me back off for a second. But then she got arrested for stealing something from Macy's or something. So I knew where she was. So I knew where she was. I wrote her, still didn't get through, right? And then she got arrested about a year ago again for stealing, after she had turned 86, $86 worth of merchandise from a Walmart. Not by surprise, because in this internet space now, every time she gets arrested, she trends for a minute. So I'm convinced that she did it on purpose so that she could get a really good deal to option her life story, which she got in the form of me. We finally found her. We found her. We sent a lawyer to Atlanta, Georgia to bail her out, no strings attached. Get her settled in, and then start having conversations. And now, you know, we've been hanging out and working on the story, and I think it's a fascinating story about race. I think she started this just, you know, not just to make money, but I think also because she said if she could walk in with the right bag and the right shoes, people would treat her differently. You know, she said she never thought that she was stealing anything because she only kept what they let her keep, and they would let her hang out with these diamonds and rubies and things because she looks so sharp. And I think there is something about that as people, you know, hopefully when we get it to a space where we're judged by our merit and not by what we look like. But I love her. I love her so.
That's exciting.
I could talk forever. Sorry.
I want to see that movie now. So we're going to add that to the list. Creed 2, Men in Black. Tessa Thompson, everybody.
Thank you.
November 21st, make sure you catch it. Tessa Thompson.
Thank you so much.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.